artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. And today I have a very sobering devotional, a very sobering message. I frankly have been putting this off for quite a while, but I think the world needs to hear this. We all need to hear this. We need to hear this every single day. I want to talk about suppressing the hate. It doesn't take much to realize that today the world is filled with a lot of hate, hate that's been building up, piling up within people, surging up within people in various ways, in various categories, I'm not talking about any one thing right now. I'm talking about just this general thing. We see attack on people's character. We see acts of vengeance, acts of violence, heated rhetoric. News stations seem to be filled with nothing other than a desire to get you. I got you. See, I told you. All of that kind of thing. Political parties and even a nation so polarized, so divided, that all of that seems to happen is just a piling up on the party or the people that we hate, of the opposite party. And the question is, where does this all come from? Where does all this hate come from? And here's the answer. It comes from the heart. It comes from the heart. What you invest your emotional time on is what is stored up in your heart. Scripture speaks to this. Luke 6:45 says, "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart." And other scriptures, other versions would say, what is stored up on a person's heart. And an evil person, evil things from the treasury, or what's stored up on their heart. What you say flows from what's within your heart. A key behavioral principle is at play here. That's something very fundamental to our behavior. And that is this: a dominant thought determines your desired result. You know, what you end up getting, what you end up producing. A dominant thought, it determines your desired result. But what you desire, now watch this, what you desire, what's on your heart, determines your dominant thought, what you focus on. And these thoughts and feelings intensify as we focus in on them. And the more we focus on them, the more we invest in them. And it builds and it feeds upon itself. As Scripture says here, it is stored on your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." In other words, people talk about what they care about, what they're passionate about, what they believe, and how they feel, the emotions stored up in their heart about others. Jesus had some very strong feelings and emotions about this subject as well. Jesus said in Luke 6:27, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreats you. Verse 37 says, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Verse 41 says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's or your sister's eye? Why do you look at that and pay no attention to the big old plank in your eye? How can you say to your brother or sister, hey, let me take the speck out of your eye when you fail to see the big old plank in your eye? You hypocrite, he says. First take that plank out of your eye and you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother or sister's eye. How do we curtail the hate? Curb the rhetoric. Soften our overpacked and overstored emotions in our heart toward others. The scriptures I read provide a few thoughts about that. First, don't live in denial. That's the whole sawdust plank thing. Don't live in denial. Understand what's stored up in your heart. Understand what feelings that you have toward people, toward others, and be real about it. You know, it talks about not hating but loving. And you might say, you might condition that, well, I don't hate them. I just dislike them. No. The more that you invest in the feelings of dislike, the more it turns into hate. Our job, number two, is to fix ourselves and make adjustments to those thoughts and feelings. Fix ourselves first. Make adjustments to those thoughts and feelings. Counseling 101. Husband and wife go into counseling and they're having problems. They're having issues, usually some kind of communication issue. And one of the spouses, it really is the one that's dragging the other in, that's you know, causing the other one to go in because he or she wants to fix the other. Counseling 101 is just focus on yourself first. Focus on your issues. Focus on your struggles. Focus on fixing you. He or she will focus on fixing them. You focus on fix you. It's not your job to fix them. And in the case of a marriage, it's your job to love them. Focus on fixing yourself first. Number three, always work toward love. Always work toward love. Always invest in love, which includes understanding the other and forgiveness. And then number four, in and through it all, love. And it is the love that you can only get by the Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ. It's that kind of love. And if we do this, we will go a long way toward squashing and suppressing the hate that exists in our culture today. You know, if you've supported this channel, I really appreciate it. If you'd like to support it, send me an email and I'll send you the appropriate link in which you can make a donation if you would like. Well, God bless you, and remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.